We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachos and Chav Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo wearing Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Misha Zacha Bidishur Mizbeach HaPnimi VaHamenorah. That Kohen who had the privilege based on the lottery to clear out the inner Mizbeach, that of the Ketores, the ashes from the Ketores and the Menorah, the wicks, whatever was left over from the menorah, hayu maktim, and they would begin. They would start their jobs, and this was done before the shechita was done. Varba'a kelim biyadam, and they had four kelim in their hands. What were they? Hateni, which was a basket. Vahakuz, which is a jug. We'll talk about this in a moment. Ushnei maftechos, and two keys. So Mishnah describes each of these. Hateni dome letarkav gadol shel zahav. This teni, which was used to collect the ashes of the mizbeach hapnimi, the inner mizbeach, that of the ketores. So that was like a kli of a tarkav. Tarkav is actually really contraction of tray and kav. Tray is two kav, and another kav is another kav, so that's three kav. So it wasn't exactly, so often we speak about a kli that's able to hold three kav, we call it a tarkav. There are three kav, six kav are in a sa'a, so tarkav is half of a sa'a. But in fact, this didn't really, it was like a tarkav, it was domel a tarkav, this teni, this basket, because the Mishnah says, machzik, kabayin v'cheti, really only held not three kav, but only 2.5 kav. That's how large this kli was. So it was teni domel tarkav gadol shel zahav. It was like a large tarkav made of gold. Machzik kabayin v'cheti, really held only 2.5 kav worth, and that's where they would put the ashes of the inner mizbech. V'hakuz, this jug that was to collect the ashes and the oil of the menorah, whatever was left over there to clear that out. Domel kiton gadol shel zahav. This was similar to a large flask of gold. Ushnei maftechos, and then we said the other two kelim out of these four that this Kohen was holding, were these two keys, echad yored la'amas ha'shechi, one would go down to the armpit. We'll have to see what that means. The echad posech kevan, and one would open directly or easily. So what is this referring to? So these are two keys that were needed to open up the Heichal. So one of them was Yorei La'amas HaShechi. He lowered his arm and placed it in a hole next to the door up until his armpit. In other words, for him to open up the doors of the Heichal, of the main gate of the Heichal, the Kohen had to come through this pishpesh, as we'll learn in the next Mishnah, a northern smaller doorway. And there were two locks on the doorway. One was on the lower part of the door, in fact, on the inside. So he couldn't just open it from where he was. He had to reach in, all to kneel down, reach in, put his hand through a hole in the wall, and that was up to his armpit, stretch all the way in, and then put the key in to lock it into the lock from the inside. And that's how we opened. That was one of the locks. So that's why we say it went down to one key went down to the Amas HaShechi towards the armpit. The Echad, and one, another lock, which also opened that northern doorway for the Heichal. The echad posach kevan, and one would open directly, would open easily. It was near the middle of the door, and this was on the outside, so he could open it very quickly without a lot of effort at all. Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, Ba Lo Lefisha Shatzfoni. So this person, this Kohen, who has the privilege of clearing the inner Mizbeach, he comes to the northern Pishbash, this northern doorway, to the right of the Heichal gate, and the Mishnah describes that. Ushnei Pishbashim Hayu Lo LeShahar HaGadol, the great gate, and the great gate is just a reference to the Heichal, because it's such a holy room. The gate was not bigger than any other gate, but there were two Pishbashim. Echad Batzafon Echad Badarom. There was one small doorway to the right of the Sha'ar of the Heichal, and one small door to the north, and one to the south. Shebadarom lo nichnas bo adam me'olam. The one in the south, no one ever entered. Why is that? So the Mishnah explains. So Alavu Meforosh al Yecheskel. Yecheskel, who was actually speaking about the third Beis Hamikdash, so the Baruch Hu makes this point. How do you know what was done? Just because the Yecheskel writes that this, Hashem tells Yecheskel that no one should be walking through this southern doorway. How do you know that was true for the second Beis Hamikdash? So he says, although Bishalos, and it's referring to the future Beis Hamikdash, umistama. We can assume then the same thing was true for the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah describes, Echad Batzofen Vecha Badarim Bashadadarim Lo Nichnas Bo Adam Me'olam Va'olav Hu Meforosh Al Yidei Cheskel. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalid Vayomer Elai Hashem. Hashem said to me, says Yecheskel, Hashar Hazeh, this southern gate or doorway, yet saguriya, it shall remain closed. Lo yipaseach, don't open it. V'ish lo yavovo, no one should be walking through, no man should walk through. Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael babo vayasagur. Hashem will come through, and it therefore should remain closed. This has to remain closed because this is the entrance of Hashem, of the Shechina. So for whatever reason, we assume that this is a special place for the Shechina to walk through, this southern doorway, and therefore therefore no one should be walking through this at all. So which pishposh was open was the northern one. That was that's what Mishnah explains now. Natal samavtach, he, this Kohen, took the key, ufasachas hapishposh, he opened up the northern pishposh, nichnas lata, he entered this small room, umarata lahechal, and then from that small room into the hechal. So this is after he unlocks the second lock with the second key of that right side, of the northern side. The Kohen walks through a passageway that leads him to the west of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he enters the north section, this ta, which is a small chamber of the Heichal itself. And then umenatay lahechal. So they from then, once he's inside, he goes now. He goes towards the left. He works now towards the south. There's another passageway, and there he goes from that ta into the hechal itself. Achu magil ashar agadol, till he is walking in the hechal to the shar of the hechal itself. Ehigia at lashar hagadol heevir es haneger ves haposchos sochol. So this is what he's doing here. Now he's inside. Now he's going to open it from the inside. He reaches this, the great gate, the gate of the hechal itself. He takes off the nagar, which is the bolt that secures the door, and he opens again. He takes off the poschos, the locks. He takes as well off the doors, and he opens the gate. There were two sets of doors in the Heichal. One was towards the eastern section of the wall, and one on the western side. So the Kohen first opens the western doors, and then he opens the eastern doors. So then the Mishnah concludes, Lo haya shochet hashochet ad sheshomea kol shar hagadol sheniftach. The one who's supposed to shech the animal in the northern part of the Azara, the Tamid wasn't shechted yet. The doors had to be opened before, that was a prerequisite for shechting the Karban HaTamid. So he could not shecht until he heard the sounds of the Shahar HaGadol Shiniftach, that the Shahar HaGadol, the Heichal door, the Heichal gate, had actually opened. And if he did it before that, so then it would be puzzle. Now, it happens to be that it wasn't just that right after he heard the noise, he would do the Shechita, because there's another Avod as well. Before you open it, you have to open the Heichal doors. We said before the Shechita, there was clearing out, this person had to clear out the menorah and the Mizbeach HaPrimi. That he didn't do either, till he opened up the Heichal. So that, of course, was done first, and then after that, the Shechita. Well, it really wasn't the same Kohen. There was a Kohen who did the Shechita. So he waited. What happened was he heard the door open, and then he figured, okay, the person who's opening that door, he's the one who's going to be doing, he was given the privilege of clearing out the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but there's someone also clearing out the menorah. So, okay, wait a few minutes till those two tasks can be completed from the time that you hear the noise of the Heichal Shar opening. And then you pause to see and approximate how long it would take to do the two avodos for clearing out the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah. Then the person who is in charge of doing the Shechita in the northern part of the Azara would then begin the Shechita.